This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome, and thanks for joining us. Today, I have Meredith Curtis on the line, and I'm really excited to be talking to you about a subject that I think most of you will find intriguing, if not helpful, and that is the things I wish I had known before I started homeschooling, and Meredith and I are going to share a little bit about that. But before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsors. The first is the Finish Well Conference. You can find more information at Finish Well. Okay, help me out, Meredith. My mind just went blank.
Oh, actually, finishwellcon.com.
Okay.
Finishwellcon.
Yeah. So it's finishwellcon.com. And then, you know, that is a conference that Meredith and family and church put on yearly. I've been blessed to speak at this conference yearly, and it has been as much of a blessing to me, I know, as everyone who attends. It is just unique. It is a homeschool conference like no other. It is a small, very intimate setting where people get together. They will pray for you. They will help you with your homeschooling needs and talk to you about all kinds of things, not only curriculum needs, but also parenting and so much more. And so check out that website because the dates do fluctuate year to year. And also, I would like to tell you about mediaangels.com, and that is my publishing company. We have great curriculum products as well as classes. I've got creation classes and American history and American government classes. And those are typically on sale and at reduced prices for those who are part of our Media Angels email list and also this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network list. Well, today we are going to talk about the things that Meredith and I wish we had known before we began homeschooling, and it really is a near and dear topic to me. And Meredith as well, because we both are approaching the end of our homeschool careers. Me for the second time. I already went through it with my first two and even the third child. And Meredith, you've graduated four, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yes, I have.
Yeah. And so, you know, between the two of us, you know, you have one son left and I have two children left, and Anne will graduate next year in 2016 and Michael a few years later. So, you know, these are some things that I wish I had known when I began homeschooling. And Meredith, why don't we start with you?
Okay. Well, my first point was that I wish I had known how fast the years go by, because I remember, and I'm a planner ahead, you know, I always prayed for my children when they were grown and what they would be like, and I, like, very long term when I homeschooled, but I was not prepared to all of a sudden see my babies graduating and going off to college, and it really goes fast. And I think, so often, you know, I wish that when I was having a bad day, I could have just said to myself, wow, in 2 weeks, my children will be grown up. You know, that's how fast mm-hmm. it seems like it went. Mm-hmm. And I would be able to focus on the positive and be excited and to prepare and just, you know, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. And so in some ways, you know, I learned from my mistakes, and Things got better for my little ones, but then with my older ones, I didn't have to deal with the internet and Facebook and things like that, which I do with my little ones. So I would say just realize how precious every day is and how precious those moments are. And always when you're in a season of life, enjoy that season to the fullest and don't let the devil trick you into waiting for the next season or complaining about your season, because there is so much joy in having little ones. And I think if you can fully enjoy your season, you'll end it without regrets, and you'll be ready for the next season of, you know, being friends with your adult children, and also knowing that time is short. From the time they are little, think about, you know, when they graduate, when they're adults, when they're on their own, you are going to be brothers and sisters in the Lord, friends, and you want to cultivate that friendship aspect of your relationship. I mean, your children should definitely obey you and respect you, but you want to keep in mind that that relationship changes, and you can prepare when they're little by treating them with honor and respect and getting to know them and liking them rather than trying to pigeonhole them or fit them into your mold.
That's beautiful.
So, thank you.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful, Meredith, because that is really an important aspect that we try sometimes to fit our children into what we like to do. And I have not been successful at doing that. I will tell you, I have raised very opinionated, strong-willed children. And I can't get anyone to like any of my internet stuff or do a radio show or, you know, create graphics or all of the things that would be very helpful to me. And one of my daughters said to me, you know, Mom, that's something I'm just not interested in doing. And, you know, you have to respect that. And, you know, especially if it's outside of the realm of school. And the thing is, you know, as I was looking at our list, you know, usually we dovetail really, you know, perfectly. And this time we didn't, Meredith. And I think part of it is because you knew some things I didn't know, and I knew some things you didn't know. And one of them was how fast the years go by, because I think my mother drilled that into me very early on in my, you know, marriage, in my pre-pregnancy. You know, she would say, just cherish every minute. And also, you know, when the babies came. And so I'm going to do a podcast, and the next one, this is episode 80. I forgot to tell you that at the beginning. So if you look for podcast 80, but 81 is going to be on creating memory, because that is so important, especially when your children get older. And I know when my sister-in-laws get together, my husband's the only boy, and I have four sister-in-laws, and whenever they get together, the stories abound. You know, some of them funny stories, some of them not so funny, you know, and so, you know, I'm like fighting over the frosting on the cake. And when Jeff married into our family likes cake without, you know, a ton of frosting, and he thought he was in heaven. Everyone's scraping it off and putting it on his plate. And, you know, his family, they were fighting over it and, you know, things like that. So it's, you know, it's important to have, you know, memories that you create, whether it's, you know, a backyard picnic or getting up at 4 a.m. to see the comet go by, or, you know, whatever it is, you plan these things and, you know, you take pictures. I mean, now we have so many more resources. You know, there's not any more, you know, cutting out graphics and gluing them into a book, is there, Meredith? You can go online and create these beautiful memory books and, you know, so many things that we just didn't have when we started homeschooling. But I just think that's beautiful, and I do, you know, agree with you that that is very precious. And for me, my number one is something, you know, being a pastor's wife, I know that you know, and that is that, you know, faith comes first and everything else falls into place. You know, I was so, being a school teacher, I was so geared on they had to know the academics. We had to get science done or history done or math done. And if I didn't like one math book, I switched to another. You talk about mistakes. And you know, just motor through and have a checklist and have time for recess, because didn't we have recess in school? And, you know, all of these things of, you know, recreating the school in the home and, you know, down to the desks and so forth. You know, they had little book bags and they had little lunch pails so that they could have lunch, you know, and it was already done ahead of time. Because we didn't, you know, while they were eating, I would be reading to them and using like every second, you know, and it's amazing that my kids, you know, the Christina's homeschooling, when she had that experience at home, of course, she homeschools totally different because I've learned a lot along the way. But I realized that, you know, some things were lacking. And one of those things, there were some character issues that I was not liking at all in my children. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of it was picked up by me because I can be, you know, very hot-tempered and there's only so much you can only, you know, pull the I'm Italian card so many times, you know. Because people would say, you know, I'm surprised you don't have ulcers. And I said, oh, no, I'd never have any stomach issues because, you know, I just let it all out and then I'm fine. But, you know, it's all the people that you love the most that are the brunt of it. And so I realized at one point, and I can't even tell you exactly when it was, that the most important thing I could, you know, demonstrate and encourage my children to do was have that prayer time and put God first every morning. And whether it was, you know, we did, of course, it was part of our academics, you know, do our Bible reading or, you know, memory work or copy work or whatever it was. But I realized I needed to give my kids some quiet time where they could just, you know, be with God and journal. And if nothing else, you know, if all they learned in their homeschool years was that ability, because now all of my children do that. You know, I think Christina's in the season of little kids right now. But, you know, they all, you know, take that time every day to just be with God and to just write down their thoughts or their prayers or whatever it is. And then everything else seems to fall into place. And I know, Maris, you probably have a lot you could share on this topic.
Oh, well, I think that is so true. And I think, yeah, it is funny how we're so different because when I read a book called Master Plan of Evangelism when I was a sophomore in college, and it was by a seminary professor, and it was looking at how Jesus made disciples, and that really changed it. Just looking at the New Testament, especially the Gospels, in that way really changed my life forever. And when I started raising children, my number one goal was to make disciples and to imitate Jesus and to form Christ in them. And so that really has been the focus of our homeschooling. And we are very academic, but I have no regrets. And I've always, you know, told them, you know, God has called us to be world changers and to raise world changers. And everything I'm imparting to you, you need to impart into your children about the Lord. And the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. And all of my children really love the Lord. And they're all in some form of ministry. And when they're in college, they share the gospel. But it's not because they just, you know, like have this dramatic, you know, experience at some point. But from the time they were little, they memorized scripture. They spent time with the Lord. We taught them to have their quiet time when they were very little. Mm-hmm. We led them to Christ. And so I would say that has been, you know, and a lot of times people come to me and they say, oh my goodness, your children are so awesome. You know, what can I do? And really that would be the number one thing, because you can use any curriculum. You know,
right.
It's a matter of, are you going to raise your children to love and serve the Lord? And that's where the character comes from in that. And I'm like you, we have had, you know, none of my children arrived without a battle to
right.
Godly adulthood, because all of them, there was something that they had to work through. And I think it's extremely important when you're raising children, especially in the preteen years, I would say, to be very vigilant.
I agree. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed is that, you know, the the thing that gets kids in trouble is too much time. And when they're kept busier, you know, whether it's lessons or sports in our case or whatever it is, there isn't as much downtime. And I really used to resent the whole sports thing, Meredith. You know, you've heard my whole story about that.
Yes.
But I have to say, you know, they're both playing at a Christian high school, and I had, you know, coffee with one of the moms, and I got to hear her heart, and, you know, I could pray for her and her family, and you know, just have, even though her kids are in this school, you know, just like-minded, just so like-minded in so many ways. And I just love the fact that, you know, my son's friends with her son, and it's just godly examples. And, you know, he could have played at a high school, at a regular high school. And I just chose, you know, baseball's important, but it's not that important to me. And, you know, my husband either. And so we wanted a place, you know, and I know there's lots of homeschool teams because we've played some of those homeschool teams that travel. Like, I think we played against a homeschool team that traveled from Georgia, and we just don't have that opportunity here to have that many people that, you know, gather together, which I would have loved. But anyway, just that, the fact that they practice every day and they have to get their school done at a certain time to be able to make it to practice. And, you know, they don't have that computer time. They're not on Facebook. They're not, you know what I mean? They're just, they don't have mm-hmm. time to play games on the computer. They're just too busy. So, and everybody has jobs around the house and things like that. But I want to go back to the faith issue because I love the story, and also I want you to share the story about your husband who used to wake up early, and Katie Bath would get up with him. But before you do, I want to let people know that as we're recording this, there is a podcast, and it's on Finish Well Radio Show, which is also on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. So if you go to that front page, you can find the Finish Well broadcast. And Pastor Mike, who is Meredith's husband, and I absolutely love him. I've heard many of his sermons, and he just is, you know, he's just right on in what he shares. And he's going to be sharing an episode. As this airs, it will air, you know, by the time you hear this episode, it will be airing or soon, but it's on heaven. And I think with all of the different, you know, movies that have come out and things, like Heaven is for Real and that sort of thing, there's so much, so many more people asking that question. So I'm excited to hear that audio that's going to be playing there. And, you know, maybe you can share a little bit more about, you know, that episode, Meredith, as well as share the story about, you know, Mike and Katie Bath. I think this is so precious.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, about heaven, Mike started preaching on heaven, and he's been preaching on it for about 2 months. And I said, Mike, you have to do a radio show on this. I said, because not just usually our shows are more geared toward teens, but this one is geared toward everyone, because I said, so many people don't know these things, and, you know, so many people have this image of heaven as like a little cloud and people just sitting on it, and
right.
He really
bored to death, right?
Yes, and so much scripture, and it was just really, anyway, it was awesome, and so he said, well, this was my last sermon this week on heaven. I'm like, no, I want you to keep preaching on heaven. It was really awesome. And so if you have a chance, if you're listening right now, listen tonight. But if you're listening to this, you know, down the road on iTunes, on the podcast, then I encourage you to look for that show. It's just called Tell Me About
Heaven. What is Heaven? I'll look it up while you're
– Tell Me – yeah, I think it's Tell Me About Heaven, because we were first going to say what is heaven like, and then I think Laura said, well, let's call it Tell Me About Heaven. But the story that Felice talked about is one Mike shares a lot when he's talking about parenting and fatherhood. And it's – you know, we always grew up Mike and I and the Lord about having our quiet times, that alone time with God. And so he really valued that. And he got up early and he was having his quiet time. And every day, no matter how early or he got up or how quiet he tried to be, Katie Beth would interrupt his quiet time, and she'd want to crawl on his lap. And I start to cry when I share this, but
Well, while you're composing yourself, let me just share that Katie Beth is now married and just had her first baby. So when Meredith says how fast time goes by, it really, really does. And, you know, she's got a beautiful little baby now, and Meredith even changed her Facebook picture to reflect her in the baby.
Yes, it's always something to do with the baby. But so she walked in. And you know, she would keep walking in, and Mike was getting really frustrated. And then the Lord rebuked him, and he said, Mike, this is your time to train her to seek my face. And so from that time on, and each of the kids did it, each of them interrupted his quiet time, and he realized this was his training time and his opportunity to model for them what it meant to rise up early and seek the Lord. And I just have to say, like, all my children, I wake up every morning, and they're all in the Word. They're all praying, and it's really a blessing to me.
No, and it's really true. I can attest to that because I've stayed at Meredith's house. She's so gracious. There's, you know, 500 people there, not quite that many. I'm exaggerating, and there's always room for one more. And she gives me the best room and the clean room, and everything's perfect, and candy in the drawer one time, and I had to tell her not to do that because she don't need the candy. But, you know, it's just like a five-star hotel. But, yeah. And so as we both compose ourselves, we're going to just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and ebooks about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's P-O-W-E-R. LINEPROD.com. Powerline Productions. Being world changers, raising world changers.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
Hi, and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and this is episode 80. You can find us at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, as well as look for this specific episode, and again, that's episode 80
Let's talk about the things you wish you had known before you began homeschooling. And today with me is Meredith Curtis, and both of us have shared from the heart today. Meredith, I think, you know, this is really, especially as we're both ending our homeschool careers, you know, I have a few more years, and, you know, it really hits home. And so share with us your second, you know, need to know or wish you had known.
Okay, my second one is, I'm going completely blank.
Okay, it's the value of communication.
Thank you.
Oh, I haven't listed here.
All I can think of is the third point, which is the 7 R's. Okay. I know, the value of communication. Okay. I think there's so much when I started teaching that I didn't really understand. For instance, I'd say, okay, Katie Beth, write an essay, but I hadn't given her a sample of what I wanted that essay to look like. So, you know, just little things like realizing that sometimes I'm not a great communicator. I have in my mind what I want, but I don't always communicate to my children or to other people. I'm a worship leader. This is what I want from you. And so that's something that I wish that I had really, when I started homeschooling, I wish I would have put myself in my children's place and said, did mom communicate to me clearly what she expects from me? And I would have thought more about that. And also, as we got older, I realized it talking with my kids about what they're learning is so far superior way to evaluate what they know than anything else. And so while, you know, I do give some tests and I do have them write many papers, it's sitting down after they write the paper and talking about the paper, or just sitting down and talking about, you know, microbiology or, you know, the periodic table and just things like that. And that's where you really know if they understand things. And I think, you know, when I was starting out, I would think, oh, well, we just need to, you know, finish this textbook. And somehow I thought, well, if we finish a textbook, then they know the material. And that's just not true. It's, I like to finish what we start, but it's, you know, my daughter finished her whole Algebra 2 textbook. And she said, Mom, I just really don't understand Algebra 2. We had to go back and do it all again. So, you know, I think if I would have communicated with her more about math, oh boy, that would have saved us, you know, a whole nother book, a whole nother year. So, I think those are the kind of things. And communication, you know, it builds relationships. So, just being able to know, like, sometimes when I sit down with my son and he'll just say, you know, oh, I don't like this. You know, my first thought is to be hurt. Well, I picked that for you. Why don't you like it? And if we sit down and talk and I realize, oh, wow, this thing that makes him not like this is overcomable. This barrier is, he's maybe misunderstanding something, or, you know, we can adjust things, and so that learning is really pleasant. So I would say that communication is something that I wish through the years I had been better at.
No, I agree. And, you know, I so relate to you with the algebra story. We ended up doing a college algebra, which was because Christina said the same thing. She wasn't happy with her knowledge of algebra when she was taking it. And the other thing, too, is to not give up. We did two sciences this year because I fit in all our sciences as I look down the road and say, oh, no, we're almost done. And these are the sciences I wanted you to have. And so we did biology the first part of the year, and we really should have done chemistry next. But I had had some medical issues, and I really wanted to you know, have the kids understand some things about the body, because, you know, like you're talking about things like the pituitary gland, and that's like, where's that, you know, and just things that I thought were important. So we decided to do a very heavy-duty anatomy class, which turned out to be very difficult. But by the end, I think we have like 3 lessons left. You know, we were talking about some things, and, you know, I found that I have, like, I have this blood syndrome. My blood clots, but it's not life-threatening. Well, it could be if I had blood clots, but we're praying that it's not, you know, it's not treatable. And so the kids were going through, and they were talking about the blood, and Annie was asking, you know, all these questions, you know, like, well, what blood types are we? So, you know, we were, you know, going through some of that, and, you know, and I said, well, I know I'm O, but I know I'm not the rare O. And then, you know, she was just like the blood expert machine. I was just like, where did all this come from? And yet she doesn't want any career in medicine or nursing or anything. But this, like, really, it impacted her. And so, and the same thing with the next lesson. And so, you know, I just kind of sat back and said, wow, you know, it was amazing. And it was exactly that, you know, what you were saying, Meredith, about talking about, you know, some of what you had learned and not, you know, just, you know, did they do the lessons? Did we, you know, get the dissections for them to do, you know, and check off the little things on the list? And that's so important.
Right.
You know, and my second is the, yeah, the importance of community and encouragement. A lot of times we forget, and I'm not talking about the kids here, although that is important too, but we forget as moms that we need that community. I know that, you know, I hosted the Ultimate Homeschool Expo for many years, and Maris, you were a big part of that. And, you know, we got so much great feedback from people, you know, thanking us and, you know, people who couldn't attend homeschool conferences and things like that. And I know that that is great encouragement, this whole entire radio network. That's why it exists, to be encouragement. But I also think it is important to have that in-person, you know, connection, whether it's with your church, because I know your church, Meredith, you have homeschoolers attending, and also at large, whether it's a co-op that you're part of. And just like Meredith was sharing with seasons, you know, these seasons come and go. We were very involved in co-ops when my children were younger, and not so much when they were older, because in our case, it tended to be more of a distraction, and also we had sports every afternoon. And so, yet when they were younger, it was a perfect opportunity to join in on some of the field trips and do some of the bigger projects, and I taught several of the high school classes, and we just made sure that we were part of a co-op that ended by lunchtime, you know, that worked for us. But that's important for you as a parent to get that, you know, that encouragement and that help that you need. You know, we have a Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network Facebook group, and I'm always, you know, saying to people, you know, go on that page and post questions, and not very many people do. And yet, you know, we have a whole network of people that are willing to help. So, you know, make sure you get that, whether it's in person, if that's possible. I know some of you have written me and said that, you know, you're in locations where there just isn't support. And my heart goes out to you, because that's very, very difficult. But, you know, Meredith, I know that you have led so many you know, co-ops, and you have taught at them for years, as well as encouraged homeschool families with, you know, at the Finish World Conference that you host every year, which is a huge, huge undertaking, as well as, you know, just personal things at your home.
Yeah, I agree with you, Felice, because there are so many people homeschooling, and what's neat to see, especially when you don't just have one other friend that homeschools, but several, is you can see that they're doing things that are different from mm-hmm. each other, and it gives you ideas, and it gives you a sense of, okay, our family's unique, but also I have loved meeting homeschoolers, and then being able to visit conventions has been really fun, where you meet different families from different places, and I just think it's such a privilege to homeschool. And one of the things, although so many families are different, one of the things that I've noticed that they all have in common is that the parents are very devoted to their children. And to be honest with you, As a pastor's wife, that's very refreshing to see, because in our culture right now, so many people aren't devoted to their children, and their children are kind of a pain in the neck, if you will. And so I really appreciate homeschool families. I love to meet them. And you always can find someone who has struggled with what you're struggling with in educating your children and who has some advice. And maybe you won't end up taking the advice, but it's one more thing to think about and look into.
Yeah, and I think that is what has kept me going for all these years, is that I did have, you know, people I could talk to and share with and have, you know, people pray for me, especially when you're going through some hard times. Okay,
yes.
And then your third one, which you're going to laugh at my third one, but I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
One, yeah, is the importance of the seven R's. So share that with us. And you also have a book by that same title.
I do. I have a book by that title. It's called Seven R's. And the seven R's, the academics are reading, writing, rhetoric, research, and arithmetic, which is kind of arithmetic. And then
right.
The other two R's are relationships and right living. And so, of course, I can't go into it. I do have a book called The Seven R's of Homeschooling, because I wish sometimes I got caught up in the early years of my focus was on, okay, if I find the perfect curriculum, if we finish the perfect curriculum, they'll absolutely learn this. But that's not true. And these are basically the tools of learning. And and so I realize if I impart the tools of learning to my children, they are set up to learn anything for the rest of their life. And, you know, and I'll take, you know, lives are changed in relationships. In homeschooling, you have to have good relationship with your children. And when, you know, I meet parents and they say, oh, our relationship, you know, it's really bad, I say, okay, the relationship has to be fixed first. Fix your relationship, and then you can focus on schooling. And then everything, according to the Bible, everything we learn should be applied to our life, and it should help us to live godly, upright lives. So those are kind of the non-academic things, but they're so important. And if we're learning things, and instead of having a sense of wonder about all God has done, there's a sense of pride or arrogance, you know, we want to nip that in the bud. We want to deal with our kids' character through this whole thing. But as far as academics go, for instance, arithmetic or mathematics, that's the foundation for science, and you can't take chemistry and physics without really having a grasp of math and being able to do it well and really at a pretty high level. So mathematics is very foundational. It also helps you to think logically. And so just as far as being able to, you know, look at something and take care of it in a step-by-step process. Rhetoric, which I just use that word because it's an R, really to talk about communication and for children to be able to express themselves, to be able to communicate. It's really, if children can't talk about something, they're going to have a very hard time writing about something. And so I already talked about, you know, the communication we need to have with our children. But we need to also teach our children to communicate well, and to be able to process things in their mind and then speak about them. And even to the point where they stand up and can speak formally. And then, of course, you know, writing. If a child needs to be able to write, and that's kind of the next step in being able to communicate what they learn. And then going back to the very basics is learning how to read, because even if you're on a website, reading, and not just to learn how to read, not just to learn to sound out words, but to love to read, to feel like reading is a privilege, it's an adventure, it's a blessing. And, you know, I think the best thing you can do for your children is to fill your house with books and bookshelves that are inviting, that make kids want to stop and pull a book off the shelf and read. And so I think, you know, that whole idea of reading and then research, how do we find out what we don't know? Those are the tools of learning. And if you have those tools, you can learn anything. Those are the foundational things. And so at the end of every year, not in the very beginning, I wish I would have known in the beginning, but as I went on with homeschooling, at the end of every year, I always evaluated those things in my children. Did they know how to find information they needed? Did they love to read? Were they actively reading? Was their math, did they understand math concepts? And were they proficient in math? Were they, doing problems and getting them right? So those were they able to communicate to me when we just finished reading something or talking about something? Could they communicate back to me what they had learned? And then could they write well? Were they growing in writing? So those are the kind of, and all that in the context of good relationships and living in a way that honors God. So I think that just is very simple, and it sort of helps you keep the main thing. And I think that would have helped me in the very beginning if I had grasped that and understood how important those things were, and that those things were more important than finishing the handwriting book.
They're great.
Handwriting.
And I think, Meredith, that book should be, foundational for anyone homeschooling, whether you've homeschooled for years. I read through that book, and it is, excellent, and Meredith has so much. I think you, at one point, it was, you broke it up into two books. Is that correct? Is this the one that you did?
Well, there's another book I have called Joyful and Successful Homeschooling.
Okay, that's the
one. And there is
a chapter
in there that has the 7 R's, but then I have, I kind of flesh out the 7 R's more in a separate book. But yes, Joyful and Successful Homeschooling, I divided into two, but now I'm actually putting them back into one. Because with technology advancing,
right.
I can actually make a bigger ebook than I could before. So.
Right. Because that's an excellent book, and that's like the homeschool, how-to manual, and it has just so much information there. And both of those are excellent. Well, my third point, Meredith, is the importance of long-term plans, because you are such a planner, and I am so not a planner. And so the one time I did plan, though, was for high school. And I had the 4 years. I had grids. I had, I wrote it in pencil, and we would move things around because for those of you who don't have high schoolers yet, you'll see what I mean. But a lot of times you cover some of those topics that you need for high school, like, for example, economics. And my kids took economics with their older brother. When he took that course, and, of course, they took it at a younger level than he did, but then they just needed a few more things, and then that could count for high school. And so, I had different, years that I would move things around and stuff like that. But, I wish I had done that more with the younger kids so that I could see and have more of a plan of what I wanted to cover each year, and more along the lines of different themes. My Christina does that really well. Like, she will have a specific thing, whether it's, even a character quality that all of them are lacking, because usually you've got one or two that have, that have the great, examples for the other little ones. But I think she did one on patience, and that was her year to, work on certain things, like in crafts, whether it was, beadwork or learning how to build Legos, something without the instructions, or, just little things like that. When you're younger, doesn't all that sound wonderful, Meredith?
Yes.
Fun. It's a fun time. And I stopped doing it because I got really busy with some deadlines. But every week, the little kids would come over, and I would have that time to be with them and do some crafts weekly. So it was really fun for me to do that. But that would have helped me a lot if I had looked more at the long term and then, not try to do things like I'm doing right now with, fitting in two different sciences because, Anne's older than Michael, and so she's going to be moving on, and I just wanted to make sure that she had, some of the foundations that I wanted her to have, although, for us,
anatomy is not a prerequisite because she's not going into, you know, who knows, maybe she'll get excited about this and it will be, you know, something that, that spurs her on to travel this other path. But, you know, and I know both of us, you know, take time and pray before our planning each year. And I hope you do that as you're listening to this podcast, as well as many of the others that are about, I know Helen Melanie did one. It's Making Biblical Family Life Practical. They did a couple of sessions on attending homeschool conferences and things to look for. And, you know, you can go to the first page of the website. It's ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com. And you can type in a keyword, and you can find any podcast on this network that has been recorded that has those keywords. So it's a really cool feature. It's on that first page, and it's a search function, and then you can find whatever topic you're looking for. But, you know, do keep it in prayer as you're, you know, seeking what God wants for your family and as you are planning for your family each year, because if I had talked to you at the beginning of the year, anatomy wasn't on our list. Somehow it got put on there. So we sat down and we figured out how long it would take us to finish the biology book, and that was not a labor of love. None of us really are thrilled with biology. But it was, you know, something that was important to take, and yet this course has been extremely, you know, educational for me. Especially, and also with the internet, it's so nice to be able to get on, you know, and look up some of the terminology or learn more about specific things that we want to know more about. You know, of course, with the body, I have protections on my computer, but I always am careful to look before I let my children look over my shoulder. So unfortunate as that is, that was one of the things we didn't have to worry about with our kids when they were younger, was it, Meredith?
No, it's such a different world. I mean, even from the oldest to the youngest, it really is.
No, I agree. We didn't even have cable television when Neil and Christina were younger. Not that it wasn't available, but it wasn't available in our neighborhood. We lived on some acreage, and it hadn't come out that far yet. So we had so much, you know, we got basic television stations, but we had so many movies that we watched and so many good books that we read and games and things that, you know, were so much more important. And even now, we're not big television watchers, you know, and so it's, you know, it kind of set the precedent, I think, for us as a family and as a young homeschool family, because I didn't start homeschooling until I had moved into that other house. So it was just perfect. So, well, listen, we are at the end of our time here, and I want to thank you again, Meredith, for coming on with me. It's always so much fun to get to hear your heart and to share our stories and our friendship through the years, and also share a little bit about what we wish we had known today was our topic before we began homeschooling.
Thank you so much, Felice, for having me and for everyone listening. I just pray that you'll continue your journey, that it will go well, and that you'll be able to sit here one day where we are and share with others what you've learned along the way.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.